So there's something wrong with so many of these people. You know, I always say, what's my saying? The demons are ascended. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. I believe this. And when I say demons are ascended, I am talking about demons that have totally obsessed or possessed people. It's the type of possession that the person doesn't even know. Maybe an actual deal with the devil was made, like with that Stephen Paddock nutbag who was demonically possessed, who murdered all those people in Las Vegas on October the 1st, 2017. Megyn Kelly lost her job at NBC, writes Moorfield. Within 48 hours of saying it was considered okay when she was a child for white people to put on blackface, as long as they were dressing up as a character. Again, there is absolutely nothing wrong with what Kelly said. There's nothing, I want to repeat, there's nothing wrong with what Megyn Kelly said. As a matter of fact, for once, she was correct. There was a little moment of truth there. Three popular anti-Trump comedians did much more than simply talk about it, and they are all still employed. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Sarah Silverman. By the way, this Sarah Silverman demon is employed by Disney. She is employed by the Walt Disney Corporation. Hey, by the by, quick time out here. I marked my place. I'll come back to it. Today is the feast day of St. Everastus. I would like to say happy feast day of St. Everastus to our show friend and friend of all of yours, Father Everastus. We pray that he's safe in Nigeria and sound. I'm sure Mrs. Linscomb can confirm that. But now I know where he took his name from. Or where his name comes from, Everistus. Just wanted to throw that in. Kimmel, while the hostess, Comedy Central's The Man Show, dressed up more than once in blackface makeup, a bald cap, and a bodysuit to portray former Utah jazz basketball star Karl Malone as an inarticulate, dim-witted person who had difficulty pronouncing words correctly. Besides the fact that Kimmel was married to this Silverman demon, right? I don't know if you know that. I don't believe that they are any longer. While Fallon was hosting the Golden Globes in 2017, his Chris Rock impression reminded the producers of the below video of one he did while at Saturday Night Live in 2000 in blackface. In 2007, comedian Silverman donned the most racist blackface in a comedy sketch on the Sarah Silverman program, a move she said she later regrets. Too bad, sweetheart. You don't get a regret. Megyn Kelly don't get a regret. You don't get a regret. You're going to corner the market on regrets here. Kelly was fired for the following statement. Now, this is what Megyn Kelly actually said. Quote, "What is racist? What is racist, rather? You do get in trouble if you're a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like back when I was a kid, it was okay if you were dressing up as a character." Close quote.